Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Right back here on our Talk Around Thursday. Good morning. A bit of sun trying to peek through the clouds here. We're at 63 degrees. Welcome to it. Hey, thank you, Lori Geffrey, our good friend over at Breckenridge Public Utilities, reminding us, City of Breckenridge, all alley restrictions. Oh, yeah, it is spring. Alley restrictions going to be lifted as of Monday, April 27th. Place your garbage receptacle at its normal pickup location. And thank you, Lori, for getting us that information. So again, Breckenridge residents, that is happening on Monday, April 27th. So now we know that. I know what's happening Saturday at Jankaba Zoo. They open up the doors for their 2026 season. Kathy's over there. You're fubbing me.
I'm not fubbing you.
You're fubbing me today.
How am I fubbing you?
You're on your phone.
No,
See, you're fubbing.
I was making sure that I had the right time.
I know.
I'm just. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm never doing that on the air, do I?
But you just don't.
I had to get the right information for some stuff.
No, I know you do.
I don't want to put wrong information out there.
Stop it.
Actually,
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay,
stop.
You, I was searching the billiard room.
At the Stratford Hotel.
Oh, no, I really wasn't doing that. But I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
We knew everything about Stratford. We grew up in Breckenridge.
Yeah. They had a beauty parlor. They had a restaurant. But I never knew about the pool thing downstairs.
I did not know that.
So who else but Janet could dig that up?
Oh, my gosh. That was a great story.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
Well, hey, another great story.
Yes.
Brand new season happening at Jankaba Zoo. And every year, I always say it just gets better and better and more different in the best possible way down there at the zoo. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Yeah. You got a big day coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a big day. You'll be there.
I'm going to be there. DAY TV is going to be down talking to you.
DAY TV is going to be there very early, like 4:30. They get on the air at 5.
Okay.
And
I can get you into makeup and get you all dolled up.
It's 5. It's dark out. I don't need that. There'll be 5 live segments in between their regular stories that they do in their morning TV show.
All right.
And so Ryan Longnecker will be there, Travis Askeruth, and they'll be doing the show as is tradition that you be there.
I'll be there 7 to 9.
And that's so much fun. It's so fun because we don't even have to plan segments because as they're rushing through doing everything, you just grab them and put them on the air.
Right. And that's the best, you know.
It is so great.
That improvised kind of thing.
It's improvised.
I love
you get
that.
The real feel.
So this year, what's new at the zoo this year? I know you've changed locations on a couple of things, but all the residents happy and healthy and ready and raring for the general public.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And Klaus was introduced later in the season. So not very many people got to see Klaus since you came on a winter tour. Klaus is the new cougar. So our new mountain lion who was introduced to Charlie and they are getting along fabulously.
Right.
And so he's new, and he's regal. He's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, he is. In fact, to the point where Charlie's a little jealous.
I was going to say, 80 said that. He goes, yeah, they're getting along, kind of, but, you know, we're still.
Better every day.
Yeah,
better
still
every
acclimating.
Day. And so then we have the your favorite, you and Wayne Byer.
Udads coming back.
Udads, Audads, Barbary Sheep, whatever you want to call them, they're here, and they, you know, people say, oh, sheep. But when you see them, you're going to go, oh, wow. Cool.
They don't look like sheep.
No, they look more like a high mountain goat or something. And they are African species. We had them back in the 90s pre-flood. And we moved them to another facility because of building the levee and the whole flood year we had. And so we got new ones back now. And they're very beautiful.
Now, they're considered hoof stock, right?
They are hoof stock. And they will be, and they're next to the llamas alpacas. And they have some rocks over there as well. But they're just... They're climbers. And they were just fun to watch in the winter even. And so most of our pictures of them you see online are winter because that's when we got them in the fall.
Hey, kudos to your Facebook people down there at the zoo, too. Because, I mean, there's never a day when something doesn't pop up on Facebook about the zoo.
We're loving it.
Good
and,
stuff.
Very good. And yesterday was Earth Day. And so today we're having yesterday was Earth Day, but today we're celebrating our summer birthdays of our crew and with an Earth Day little luncheon of let's sit down a minute, everybody.
Catch your breath.
Celebrate the season coming, and I'm so proud of the crew and everything that's happening down there. We got some new keepers, and so they're hitting the ground running, but they're doing just a wonderful job with our veteran crew, and it's just going to be big. And the camping cabins, must check those out. They were completed yesterday. I say completed because the renovation was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got Cabin Rhino and Cabin Zebra.
I love it.
And the theme inside as well. And the fire pits are repaired. Things looking really good.
Looks beautiful, Don. I drove by there yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, look at that. It's in a very attractive place. Mm-hmm. And so we're happy about that. Schools are signing up like crazy.
I was going to thank you for bringing that up because you co-hosted with me on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I thought if there's one thing I want to bring up, it's the buses, you know, because this starts a whole season. That's a season unto itself.
It is. With it's the almost school buses. Separate than the school season.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
School season.
Mm-hmm.
We always say this. I'm getting to sound almost cliche, but it's very genuine. It's when when you see the yellow and orange fill up the town.
Right.
They're going to the zoo.
Right. Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, I'm really excited about all of that. We've got some special, still doing outreach. People are asking for that. We've kind of slowed it down, encouraging them to do their programs at the zoo right now because that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. We encourage all of it. And classes are really filling up, so we're making, you know, doubles on some of them already. So this is the online process. You don't have to be an online user. You can still, you know, sign up other ways. But the online process is very, very smooth and easy. And it's a new one, so bear with us if there's anything. But it's going very well. The online membership, too. And, again, you can stop in the zoo and get your membership. So you don't have to do it online, but it's going very well. The season's going to be very good. Ice cream arrived today.
All right. Do we get Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots are coming as well. I think they come tomorrow.
Okay, good.
So, Dippin' Dots, ice cream, snacks for now. And then once we get into the season, there'll be some different food items for your family's lunches as well.
Back up a second.
Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning you've got some new staff down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I go down there now in the summers and go down and paint, I'm a part of that scene. And I'm every time I go down there, I'm just a little bit more overwhelmed. What do newbies do that you bring into the zoo that are going to be staff at the zoo? What do they think when they walk in for the first time? Are they just like, whoa?
Well,
I would think.
We hope that they have a wow factor, but then they came in the off season. They're not like brand new, but they came in the off season, and
yeah.
So. Their training was in the off season, and whether they came from another facility or not, it's a whole big.
It's a deal, yeah.
It's a deal. It's mm-hmm. a deal, and I hope that it's just a wonderful experience. That's what we want it to be, and as well as our summer crew, our seasonal guest service, staff. We're hoping that our wish for them is to have a very wonderful work environment,
mm-hmm.
and the pride in helping us maintain a superior zoological visit, because that's everything from the people at the gate to the gift shop to custodial things, keeping things good and clean,
mm-hmm.
as much as any of the crew down there. That's so important for that whole experience. You go to places and one thing can dampen that for you if it's not,
for sure.
If it's, something's not, you go into a messy restroom or you go into, and sometimes we're overwhelmed after the school buses, let's clean up those paper towels, things like that, on the rush stuff. But that person in the gift shop who sells your child an ice cream, as important as anything at the zoo.
You can feel that's all part of the vibe
down
there.
It's all part of the vibe. And thank you for those nice vibrations.
Good, the vibrations. It's all about vibrating.
The animals are ready. Our animal residents are ready. And so make sure you say hi to your favorites when you come. And we open the gates at 10 on Saturday.
All right.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm sure I missed some things. But I just want to say shout out to everybody involved in the zoo. And that is our whole community. So.
So, yeah, the zoo's there just waiting for the general public.
We are waiting.
All right. So stop down and see Klaus. He's new.
He's new.
And they're over by the bears, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Snow leopards. I mean, so snow leopards got moved over to where the camels. And so we got our North American together. So
you can see bears and cougars close to each other.
Yes.
That's a Saturday night at the bar for me. Thanks for that, Kathy Dickman. Walk me right into that. Walk me right
in. I never learn. I never learn.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Kathy, always great to have you in your morning zoo. And it's been great this week getting you in here to co-host a couple of shows.
Fun. I'm glad Janet mentioned the library today because that's where it all starts.
Huge going
on. Library is where I learned to read about the animals. And I just, the libraries, we just are so blessed.
Oh, Melissa, the whole staff over there and the way they keep that place up and keep it looking so good, too.
It's amazing.
So hats off. Kathy, thanks much. And we'll be talking with you tomorrow.
All right.
That is our Thursday morning zoo here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Got a partly cloudy sky. We're at 63 degrees. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. A bomb threat temporarily closed Walmart in Jamestown yesterday. Police Chief Scott Enninger said around 10:20 a.m. a Walmart employee reported a bomb threat was called into the store. Caller said a bomb was placed in a package somewhere in the store and was going to go off in about an hour. Number of law enforcement and other agencies responded and evacuated the building. As a precaution, Jamestown Public School went into lockdown. Officers and management searched inside and outside the store but did not find anything suspicious. Store was closed for approximately 70 minutes. School lockdown was lifted around 11:30 a.m. I'll have more news after this.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and